With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. The Flathead Lake Biological Station's new director, Jim Elser, was introduced during an open house at the station on Wednesday.
Thank you, everyone, for coming today. It's a tremendous honor to be here today. I want to thank President Engstrom for coming up.
The Flathead Lake Biological Station is one of the oldest active biological stations in the United States. Opened in 1899 to study freshwater biology, Elser comes to the Flathead from Arizona State University, where he worked as a Regents Professor in Limnology, the study of inland waters.
This facility, right, is a dream facility for a limnologist to be able to have his or her hands on, right? Because you can take it, you know, the equipment is here, the facilities are here, the expertise are here to do all kinds of cool things.
Elser is a two-time Fulbright Scholar and a foreign member of the Norwegian Academy of Science and Letters. The internationally renowned freshwater ecologist also comes with a record of earning large research grants, including multi-million dollar awards from the National Science Foundation and NASA. The station's current director, Jack Stanford, says the ability to pull in that kind of money was one quality making Elser an attractive candidate for the position.
This place knows how to live on competitive research grants. And he brings a strong record in with him in continuing that.
The Flathead Lake Biological Station has its own history of drawing large checks for research, but Elser's addition to the station's team will hopefully bring more research partnerships into the funding pool, says Tom Bansack, a researcher at the station for over 10 years.
You know, funding is always a struggle, and funding sources change, and there are funding cycles, and we have crises of funding all the time. You know, pretty much all the people that do the science and education here are funded on outside sources, on grants and contracts and philanthropic giving. So we're kind of used to that. I think what Jim brings that's great is he's going to be able to build off of the long-term foundation of work that we have here with his twist on it.
Elser's twist comes with a large connection of international freshwater researchers and funders. Most of the biological station's $5 million budget comes from soft money, grants awarded to past directors and scientists to pay for the continuation of their work. Researchers at the station are building large sets of data to help determine habitat conditions as the lake's climate changes. Scientists also study the interaction of native and non-native species and advise lawmakers on policies that could affect water quality and conservation. The University of Montana has traditionally supplied about 25% of the station's total funding. That funding may see an increase with Elser's appointment. The university pledged Elser funds for two additional professors at the biostation when he got the job. Elser hopes to fill those positions in the next year.
My mission is to keep what's great about it and make it bigger and even better. Right, so I think the scale of what happens here can be even bigger. The number of students who benefit from the programs here can be larger. The research quality is very high, right? I can only hope to match it, but you know, maybe we can go higher.
Making the station bigger and better means providing more opportunity for University of Montana students to learn about lake ecology, bringing more international scientists to the station to talk about how Flathead Lake compares with bodies of water around the world. Elser told a crowd gathered at the station that bigger and better also means expanding education so the community has more access to information about the lake.
Furthermore, we're going to try to get more into the community. We're going to work with regional schools. We're going to be in the high schools, trying to get more students involved and have the Flathead presence expanded in the community and our school system. So it's going to be great and exciting for the young people who grow up around this lake to learn more about what is out there in that lake and how does it work, and then get them excited about science.
Elser's plans of growing the station all depend on funding. Elser will take on the position of director December 1st, but will not fully move into the station until March 1st of 2016. Current director Jack Stanford will stay on at the station until Elser moves in. Stanford will help with the transition and mentor his final graduate students before retiring. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.